When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to talk to Aaron a little bit.
Okay.
Are you mad at people who use Ozempic and...
No, I don't know why people think that. I've gotten texts from people being like, it's not cheating. And it's like, I didn't say that it was. If you want to use it, go ahead. I just think that I want to make sure that the people who need the drug to treat their diabetes, to actually get it
first.
And
you are mad a little bit.
I'm not.
Okay. No, I am justified in your anger a little bit because it's just become such a thing. Everybody and their dog is on the thing.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
A lot of hot dogs.
It's, hot diggity dog.
It's crazy how many people are, and I'm all for it. I've considered it. I'm considering a different peptide that you have to work out with. Because I don't.
But then why even do the peptide? Why not just work? Like, you're already doing
the main thing. I am working out, but it's not fast enough for me. Okay. I want the jump start. Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
you get a little, and it's just a peptide. Like, I feel like semaglutide, like what's it called? What's the main one?
Ozempic?
Yeah, there you go. That is just, because you lose muscle mass and you do other things, but it's great for people who are super obese who just need to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if there are diabetics, the reason I'm asking Aaron, in case you're brand new or don't know this, because we don't talk about it all the time, you're type 1 diabetic.
Correct.
So it just feels like, I love it when they find another use for a drug. I think that's cool. You know, like Viagra,
for sure.
You know where Viagra came from?
Yeah, what was it?
Was it a heart?
Asthma.
No.
Yeah. Because they're trying to get
to expand your
capillaries in your lungs to open up. So they're like giving all these asthmatic people like the things like, oh my God.
No, it was hypertension.
I thought it was asthma.
Mm-mm.
I mean, okay, whatever. They were trying to get your capillaries to open
up. There's a lot of tension now.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is they're like, can you breathe easier? And it's like, yeah, but also, wah-wah.
hours.
And then all these hypertension people, I guess, they're then dropping dead, but all these dudes have giant wabong. It's like, I love it. Like I said, I love it when a drug gets used off-label and it's great. Great, whatever.
Do you love it? To me, it's kind of like, well, why? You didn't know what it was going to be? I mean, I don't know anything about making drugs, but you thought it was going to fix this and it just did this other completely thing. And you're like, oh, it's all good.
It's kind of good because they were going, I know what it is. We got to fix the capillaries around the heart or the capillaries in the lungs or whatever and like open them up. And it's like, look, it works. They're looking and they're not doing all the research in the body. I'm like, oh, it's opening all the capillaries.
Oh, okay.
Look at those capillaries go.
I see.
Those capillaries are good. Like, it was a big famous drug in the middle of COVID, and I don't want to get into the politics of it, but ivermectin was something that was like invented for like the Nile River and the Amazon River because it takes care of malaria and just other different, like, because it goes in and helps you out. And it was like, former in-laws in Brazil take ivermectin every single day and they're never, ever sick. None of them got COVID because it just got, we figured something out and then it gets used off-label, blah, blah, blah. I was going to try to keep this short.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. I just saw a commercial and now it's gone too far.
Hmm.
What's the thing called on the back of your arm or sometimes on your leg?
Two different things. One is an insulin pump. One is a continuous glucose monitor.
That.
Okay. My CGM. I use Dexcom G6.
Okay.
Love them.
They're selling them to us now.
Yes, they are.
What do you mean?
It's gone too far. Now we're like,
you normies.
That's something for diabetic people.
You normies can wear a CGM and track your blood sugar.
I'm getting ads for it because I'm looking into all these peptides and I'm looking into ways to get healthy, whatever. And now it's like, they're showing these people
so
and
they're
like,
might,
kunk, and shooting the thing into the back of their arm.
Well, so I wonder if there is a connection with the algorithm. You're looking up like Ozempic and stuff, which is a type 2 diabetes drug. Type 2 diabetics can also wear CGMs. So I wonder if they're trying to be like, you're a type 2 diabetic, buddy,
no,
take this.
No, the people they're showing in these ads are healthy. Not that diabetics aren't, but like they're like, now I know what to eat. And they're just showing people and they're like, I'm healthy, like working out. And they're like, and they eat a sandwich. And then it goes, oh man, you're in your glucose range today. People, regular non-diabetic people are taking even more of your diabetic supplies and just using them. Like if there's somebody like you,
yeah.
who can't get a CGM or whatever it's called.
That's it.
I nailed it. Because somebody's like, oh my God, I have love handles.
I just
don't
know.
That pisses me off.
I just, like, if I didn't have to wear this, I wouldn't voluntarily do it.
That's the other thing. I was just like, there was this, you gotta find the ad. And she's just like, clunk. And shoot it in the back of her arm. And I'm like, oh, she has diabetes. Like, oh, now I can monitor what I eat. It's literally.
I need to watch the commercial, I think, to fully understand.
I think I'm with you. That makes me mad.
We've gone too far.
Yeah. And especially like if you're at that point, like, yes, the thing is monitoring and telling you, but you're not establishing the willpower that you need to keep it long term. And then all you have to do is take that thing off. If it's being too annoying because you keep eating stuff you're not supposed to, just take it off.
Exactly.
And then what are you doing? Like, what are we doing at that point?
It's like, to me, it's like
you're not actually better.
It's like going into King Soopers and there's a person outside like looking around trying to like find a rascal or whatever because they can't walk. But then there's all these healthy people riding. Oh, look at these. These are fun to ride around the store in. It's not for you.
Right. It shouldn't be like a fad.
Interesting. Google says over the past few years, interest has grown in the use of CGM among people without diabetes, driven by a desire to avoid pre-diabetes and type 2.
Huh.
Well, Aaron does make it look really good.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.